celebrate the auspicious birthday of Nityalila Pravishwam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru, Nityalila Pravishwam Vishnupad, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. हाँ कुछ फल बोल that Jagat Guru Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, by the order of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wanted that everywhere in the world the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Krishna Nam Sankirtan should be preached all over world. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he ordered his disciple Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj that you should preach in Western countries everywhere. And then he came to our Reverend Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And he came here. And he took sannyas here. And then he started his preaching. He also in a very short time, he wrote, translated so many books. And very soon he established where everywhere in the world, in this corner and corner, also in forest and hills, mountains, in prominent cities of the whole world, established preaching center, and his books were distributed everywhere by 14 aged girls, very beautiful teenage girls, very beautiful girls everywhere, in seaport, airport, in hotels here and there, in trams and railways, everywhere. Young, energetic boys, gents, hippie gents, you know, and they became happy. I think that the preaching and Krishnam Sankirtan in the whole world nowadays, all the credit goes to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, but the root and the seed is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. And some sprouted comes to my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. If our Guru Maharaj has not given him renounced order, how he could have done in so many countries? And very soon, in a couple of years, he has established very soon everywhere. So I think I will speak something in glory. I will glorify him in the last. I want that his senior master or disciple. This is Jadu Rani and named by me Shyam Rani. Oh, she should stand up and glorify him and give his offerings in the lotus feet of his Gurudev. I think she is senior mom now. Even in his con, I think. Oh. But I want to tell you that, oh, we are and she is in, and we are all in realness. So she should offer her offerings in the Lord's feet of his Guru. But not so much. She can speak 3, 4, 5, 6 hours continuous. But I request her not more than 25 minutes or more short. You should go on.
18 minutes.
And
this day, unlimited obeisances and the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaharajas and the Guru Sadhupadma, all Vishnu parts, associated with Sri Shrimad, Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Bhagavat and all the Assembled devotees. In 1968, I was in Shri Prabhupada's room with just one or two other devotees. And after he answered a question of mine, very brilliantly as usual, I said to him, "Gee, Prabhupada, you know everything." So he replied, "Yes, unless a teacher knows everything, how can he be a teacher?" So today I want to discuss that one small esoteric aspect of Srila Prabhupada, and that is his omniscience. If we take him as a ordinary jiva, this cannot be understood. But if we take him for what he is, a manifestation of Krishna, then this is easily understood. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that the Diksha Guru is a manifestation of Krishna's own form. Krishna takes the form of the spiritual master and in that way delivers so many people.
Let us, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami was Sri Kalajya, omniscient now. If he was omniscient, how we get a non-order to more than 1,000? And most of them, they have fallen down or they will fall down very soon. Then it seems that he never knew all these things. And the mountain of what? Buddhi,
intelligence.
Or how many ex-con leaders they are saying. But that is, he was not only. And that is why he gets sannyas and all went to hell. So he was not. But they are wrong, totally wrong. They are not initiated, they are not associated with high class of life. You know Ramchandra ji? Oh, a deer was grazing. And Sita told the prince that deer. And he went, followed. And miles, he went away following that deer. But that deer was both malicious. And then Ram Sutev, he told, "Oh, Lakshmana said meet me." In the tune of Ram. And then Sita was stolen away. Then how he is omniscient? If Sita was stolen by Raman, why he could not knew? Why he sent his message Hanuman and all others to search Sita? Lakshmana also. Guru Sattva also. Why Krishna did so wrong? No, not Mahabharata. Even all his Yadubanshi were killed. All fighting together. If he knew, why he could not was careful from beginning? That all fought together and they all that. Oh, Krishna knew. Ramchandra knew everything. But they are playing a role of Narlila. Narlila was human life pastime. So the foolish person, they cannot reconcile all these things. Very foolish. And they are fallen so, not really sannyasi. So now I will request another his sincere and senior devotee, Vrindavan Vilas. He will stay very short. Disciple of Lola? 5 minutes. He has requested only 5 minutes. He jumped. Oh. No. Achata, he should stay. Some time at all. After some time, some minutes, you will have to take part. Otherwise, our Ashtami, Janmashtami will go away in vain. Oh, I went quickly to give offering in lotus feet with aarti. And today, tomorrow in morning, from 7 to 8, or from 6 to 8, and in evening, oh, 5 to 8, tomorrow, will give offering in the lotus feet of Swamiji. So be prepared all. Tomorrow you also, and all others, Lola, Loli, and all other devotees, they can, we will all offer our offerings in the lotus feet of Swamiji. So, today I want to finish here. Oh, he will do Kirtan and we will go there and you should all come here. Aap log wahan se hat jaiye. Abhi hum wahan par aayenge. Aur chamar aur ye bhi manav. Aur sabhi log usme pushpanjali denge. Oh, we will all offer our offering in the lotus feet of Swami. After Arati. After finishing Arati, we will offer. And then we will take part very soon. And my so much blessing, baskets of blessing on Vrindavan Vilasini, that is alone doing, or we are helping something. and alone she is doing of this festival function. So tomorrow you should be all prepared, those who want to speak, glorify him, and we will find him in Lord's day tomorrow, in morning and evening. Go Brahmanam.